Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You've ruined my fucking night. No, 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 we're not. No,
I was.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Seeing who's going to break first, I broke first.
No, when I went, wasn't sure what we were doing there.
I was testing you. I was like that.
Waiting, who's going to break the silence?
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, woo! Folks.
Woohoo! When I was on the toilet, I thought of a really good game.
Go on then.
That would increase our, help our telepathy skills.
Okay.
So I'm going to think of a song. We'll send it to you.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
And we sing at the same time.
Okay. Do I get any clue about what the song's going to be?
Not at all. It's all about testing.
Okay.
The telepathy. Okay. I was singing it on the toilet. I was humming it. I've not sung it today. I've not sung it this year. I've not sung it in the past 3 years.
All I've got in my head is the songs from this morning.
No, none of those. This is
You've not sung it in the past 3 years.
No.
And I'm supposed to
this
guess
This is very
it.
Niche. We would never sit and listen to this.
What?
Ever. You would only hear this song on a random TikTok.
Right.
Where something specific is happening.
Right.
So I'm sending it to you. Maybe I'll dance to it.
Send it better. Send it more.
You'll pick it up as soon as I get it, but let's see if you can get it, and then you can test
My
me.
Mind is totally blank. But, what do you expect from me?
But I think when I start...
Okay, okay.
You know, you'll get right into
okay.
it.
Okay.
3, 2... What? It's what? A beautiful night.
We're looking for something to do.
Hey, baby.
Think I want to marry you. Okay, nice.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I've not heard that in a long while, but I sat on the toilet and I just went, it's a beautiful
Who
night.
Who remembers Bruno Mars? I catch a grenade for you. Oh. That was a brilliant song.
It was fantastic. And have you seen his Cuban heels that he wears?
Yeah.
Because he needs the height. Mm. Mm. There's nothing wrong with a small man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. My dad is very small.
Tiny.
Smaller than me. Mm. Say it all the time. It's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing
we
wrong
support.
With it.
We support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome back.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the pod.
Absolutely.
Almost February, folks.
Absolutely. It's
we're really
coming
proud
up to V-Day.
Of us all.
We're coming up to V-Day.
It's on the horizon, isn't it?
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, I'm really happy to be, getting in the swing of things.
Any Valentine's Day plans?
Not as of yet, Sophia. Not as of yet. Just our plans next week.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited.
But
about
I am
that.
Excited to get a V-Day nail set. I'm thinking next week, first week of Feb, gonna get the hearts on.
Mm. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? Good
Give
question.
Give the people some inspo.
Good question. Well, my classic before that I did always love.
I love a French with the hearts.
I was just about to say the white French. Few red hearts, gorgeous.
Because it lasts you the month.
Yeah.
You don't get sick of it.
Yeah.
It's not too
too in your face.
No, but it's just like subtle.
And it's the red and white. It goes with everything. Like
it does.
I do think a red nail goes with truly everything.
It does.
So yeah, maybe
French
that.
And red.
I think
will never go
I
wrong.
I would love to see a design on yourself.
The design girl lives so far away.
I know, but I'm sure your lady could do a red heart.
I don't know if she could.
A red heart is very simple. It's line, line.
I'm filling the gaps.
Yeah, it's not even yeah. that. They're so small. It's a flick, a flick.
You're right.
Like it's literally a little triangle.
But it's such a risk asking for a design from someone who's not a design artist.
Well, what you could maybe ask for is just, okay, so you get French, you get one red heart in the middle finger. One.
But if she does a good job, I'll say, oh, pop a few more on.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, she's got the precision to do a French. She has the skill. Precision to do a heart, for sure.
Wish and me luck then,
cherries
I guess.
Is cute. I love a cherry.
Love the cherries.
Cherry is also easy for someone who's not so skilled. Dot, line,
I mean, we
line.
Used to do nail art. We were very skilled.
We absolutely did. Yeah, we absolutely did.
And we had none of these tiny brushes.
Not at all. We were working with
all
the big
by
fat
hand.
Things.
Yeah.
Because we've got a steady hand.
Mm.
Look at that steadiness. Look, whoa. Sophia's didn't move. Oh. I was a little bit shaky there. It's actually really hard.
It's actually really hard. It's moving on.
You know what it is when I go to my nail girl and I've been sat there for 2 hours, right? And then she's like, let me get a few pics.
I can't. My fingers aren't loose.
And she positions my fingers. They are twitching. I'm like this.
She like places
and then
them.
She tries to hold them together and I'm like,
does that look good?
Out of place. My fucking wrists hurt. It's like a whole thing.
It's like my nails get camera shy.
Yeah.
I can't relax them in a nice spot.
No, not at all. But hairdressers must have the steadiest of the hands.
Oh God, yeah.
Can't.
And the brain surgeons.
They do.
All surgeons, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
The Derek Shepherds of the world.
Yeah, and dentists.
Okay, right, should we do question of the week?
Absolutely.
Question of the week. We had a dilemma about this a couple weeks ago and we said we would ask it as a question.
Yep.
So we're sticking to our word and we're following through.
As we always do.
Simple question. Do you delete pics of you and your ex or, you know, your ex off of your camera roll after a breakup?
Mm-hmm.
We've got immediately yes or no. I hold on to them.
I feel like it's going to be a 60-40 situation. 60 going to deleting, 40 going to... I'm not that bothered. I'm just going to hold on to them. Let me know.
Correct.
Fuck off. Fuck it.
I had to figure it out.
Got it.
57% are saying immediately, yes, they're big gone. Bang. I can't look at them anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
43 saying, no, I hold on to them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the DMs. Am I deleting or am I holding on to them? I can't really remember.
Yeah, you can't remember, yeah.
Probably a bit of both. Like if I see one, I'm like, oh, I'll delete that. But if they're way back in the camera, I'm not, I guess I'm not scrolling to the top of the camera roll
regularly.
And doing a big clear out.
No.
But if it was a fresh breakup and maybe like there were some pictures there. The thing is, I think we take so many pictures every single day. My camera roll changes every single day.
Yeah, we do.
Whereas if I didn't.
If it was a stagnant camera roll.
Then I probably would go back and delete.
Off the back of a holiday with said ex.
Yeah, I'd go select all. Yeah, but it's nice to keep one or two.
You think?
To show the kids.
You think, yes, I guess, for their own the day.
Yeah, to have like a memory box.
Yeah, my tactic seems to be get a new phone.
Easily solved. No iCloud.
No iCloud, fresh start, zero pics, fresh WhatsApp.
Yeah, I delete the messages.
But if I saw one, I would. I would delete them, but then if there's one that pops up, I'm not going to be super surprised.
Mm. Someone said, I think you can hold on to them until you're ready to let them go and have moved on.
Yeah.
I put them in the hidden folder.
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea. And we'll delete them gradually when I feel ready. But I don't think you have to delete every single one. They will always be a part of your life. I guess it also depends on the circumstances of the breakup.
Yep.
It's a very good answer.
Yep. It does. I think if there's
this
anger
is me.
Involved,
this is she. This girl has encompassed what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I hold on to them. I just can't be asked to delete
can't
them.
Can't be asked. Yeah. But also, it's like I don't want to like sit there for 20 minutes looking at your face.
No,
again.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? That's what it is.
I just fill up my camera roll with something else.
Yeah. So it's like if it pops up, then absolutely I'm going to delete it. But I'm not going to go out of my way for half an hour of my life.
I was with my ex for 4.5 years. There are over 10,000 photos on my camera roll from that period. Bloody I can't bring hell. Myself to delete that many photos and memories, but I also don't want them on my new phone.
Yeah.
So I've created a new Apple ID, signed out of the old one. Old pics are that's saved nice. In the old iCloud.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. See, this is why it was kind of good.
On the old phone, if you feel like it.
Think of our mums back in the day. They would only have
printouts
and they could burn them, rip them,
shred them,
and maybe just keep one, cut out.
One
cut
of my
them
favorite
out.
Activities was shredding stuff.
Yeah, I used to love that.
Sit there with the shredder and then it'd get clogged.
Put like 5 pieces of paper through the shredder, yeah. Try and really push it to the limit.
And it will literally get clogged. But yeah, printouts, yeah. Mm. Or it'd be framed stuff.
Yeah.
So we're deframing.
Gotta go.
Right? We're deframing.
Yeah, so I think we're all kind of 50-50. I guess the reason the dilemma that we had was the new girlfriend felt a type of way that her boyfriend hadn't deleted the photos.
Yes.
It was sending her into overdrive. But I guess from this we know that it's actually not that deep if you don't delete the photos. It doesn't mean I'm still in love with you if I've got a picture of you on my camera roll.
Exactly. I think that's it. I think that's exactly it.
That's what we've learned.
Like I could be triggered by, you know, my new rendezvous having pictures of said ex, but then
you're probably just as guilty.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
But as long as you're not reminiscing on the day to day.
It's just those Apple memories, isn't it?
I know. Well, God, yeah.
What's that feature all about?
I turned that off. I got rid of that widget.
That feature sabotaging us, ruin all of our
days. Yeah, I got rid of that widget and I replaced them with Pinterest ones. It's lovely.
Much better life.
I've got 3 Pinterest widgets on both of my homepages. It's so nice.
Take a leaf out of Chintzy's book,
it's
folks.
Lovely. Just I wake up and there's just beautiful images I get to consume.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, sorry.
Speaking of nail shops then, eh?
Yeah, speaking of nails, Valentine's nails, before we start, some of you have sent us an email and you said, 50-year-old lady sexting in the nail shop. They've just sent us a funny story, so we had to read it. Hey, ladies, me and my bestie are writing in. So
it's nice to know we're still going to have it, though, at this age.
Yeah, still got that libido. Just a funny story we wanted to share. So I was getting my nails done and this woman came and sat next to me. I'd say she's probably in her late 40s, early 50s. Anyway, the whole time she was getting her nails done, she was on her phone. And being the nosy person I am, of course I was reading her texts on the low key, thinking it would be something really mundane. But no, this middle-aged lady was sexting her husband.
Wow.
You may have to bleep this out, but she was saying how incredible her nails were going to look wrapped around... I won't finish the end of the sentence.
His genitals.
How excited he was to... I can't say that. And how he was going to bend her over when she gets home. She kept replying saying, oh God, you better do exactly that. The worst part is her brightness was on full. And like my mum, her text was on max size so she could read it properly. Slay, this middle-aged woman is getting some action, but oh my God, I couldn't believe how bold this was from her. The convo went on for ages. It's not even like she's trying to hide it. The whole time I was trying not to laugh out loud and was dying. Me and my bestie were dying immediately. Just thought you guys would appreciate the story because I genuinely couldn't believe my eyes. This is someone's mother.
No, I love it. She's
anyway,
proud.
I've attached pics of my nails in case you want to see. Just a beautiful classic pink.
Oh, gorgeous.
Oh, good for her.
It's giving your nails. Well, they do say in your 40s, that's when...
You're going to have the best sex of your life.
We're going to be the most sexually
I will never forget
inclined.
When I was on a plane once and I saw a woman sexting.
Did you?
But I was like... maybe 13 and I wasn't really sure what was happening.
That is not safe for your 13-year-old eyes.
So we were coming back from a family holiday. I was sat in the middle, mum was next to me, and there was a lady next to me with dark hair.
Was Fiona aware?
No, because I didn't really understand what I was reading.
Mummy! Oh, weird!
So this
what's
woman,
a disco stick?
This woman next to me was on her phone, and of course I was like looking, because who isn't? And her husband was sat across the aisle from her, right? So picture 3 and 3. 3 seats, aisle, 3 seats.
Oh, so they were
Mum,
both on the end.
Me, Stranger, dad, brother.
Yeah.
So she was on her phone and I was looking at her phone and she was messaging like, oh, I can't wait for you to blah, 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 all over my face, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, not really knowing like what, but I just thought,
what goes all over the face?
But I just remember seeing it and thinking like,
no, but
I don't,
she wasn't sending that to her husband.
Exactly. Because that's what I was thinking in my small little 13-year-old brain. And I thought, I'm sure that's something. Some sexy talk. I'm sure it is.
Sure, that's some dirty, dirty talk.
But then I was like, hang on though, your husband's there and he's not on his phone. Like, he's not messaging you. And I was like,
that's actually,
what's going on? And she was like, kind of like being secretive with her phone. But I thought, well, I can see your text. Mm. And like, maybe your husband, mm. I don't know. And I remember at the time, not really being able to process it. Uh-huh, uh-huh, but then when uh-huh. I looked back a few years later, I was like, holy shit, that woman was literally just texting someone else. And her husband was right there. So I know the feeling.
One of my greatest fears on the airplane is someone just behind me, watching me do my business on my phone.
Me too.
Not that business, but just... you know, my general stuff. Business, you know? Because it's just like, who?
Yeah, over your shoulder.
But it's in the gaps. Mm. It's like someone can definitely see in that fucking gap.
Because the babies look through the gaps.
Yeah, everyone looks. I look for the gaps.
So do I.
I look for everyone's gaps, watching them take selfies, all of that.
Yeah. It's entertainment.
Yeah, it's absolutely it's the entertainment on the plate.
Yeah. So look out in the nail shops, guys, when you're getting your Valentine's Day nails. Absolutely. Look out for the sexters among us, Tay.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. First dilemma.
Nails wrapped around. Crazy.
Maybe he was paying for her nails.
I reckon so.
And it got a bit steamy.
He must really like a long claw. Talon. You know, and it must do something. Mm. And yeah, he maybe sent her out with the 40 pounds.
Whilst you're getting your nails done.
It's really hard.
Because dry hands, really dry, hard. Dry, dry.
Mm. Especially when you get the acrylics on, then you only have one hand a lot of the time. And then, especially if she's got the big text, she'll have to be... you know, it's actually really hard.
Hope she had a good time regardless.
Same. I hope she had a cracking time when she got home.
So
it's nice to see happy families, to be honest.
Healthy sex lives.
No, it really is lovely. Sarah Saracen here has said, my boyfriend's best girlfriend, girl space friend, tells me she will always be first choice.
Wow.
I would simply pass away. I wouldn't be able to handle, you shouldn't have to be competing for your own boyfriend.
No.
Right? Imagine that.
I would say you're in fucking Delulu land, babes.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what planet you're living on, but I'm the one living in the house. I'm the one with the pet.
I'm the one that's going to have that last name. I'm the one that's having these kids. I'm the one that sleeps next to him every night.
He kisses these lips.
Yeah. I could erase you so fast. Wow.
And then she says, well, I'll always be first choice. Remember that. And walks off.
Wow.
Hey, girls. How do we get here?
How did we get here?
How do we get here where, how? Oh, how? It's long. I think Sarah's going to tell us. I really need some help.
I hope this isn't a case of your boyfriend is like, oh, she's just so nice.
No, because he needs to wake up. He needs to wake up. If your boyfriend is okay with his best friend speaking to you like this and doesn't feel also, a type of way about it, then I think we've got to leave this situation. Because this is clearly love between the two of you.
Yeah. And if you do think she's first choice, we've got a big fucking problem. I'm sorry. Even if she was a boy, like, you should be your boyfriend's first choice.
Even imagine your boyfriend saying that his boy best friend was first choice over you.
Exactly.
That is wild.
Wild. And then for it to be a girl.
That is wild. The only woman that he is his mother. And my mum will always come first. Fine, I can take that.
Whatever.
Fuck. Okay. So how did we get
how
here?
How did we get
Sarah's
here?
Sarah's going to tell us. No pictures, though, unfortunately. But next time, Sarah, it's fine.
To give some background.
Here she goes. Chapter 1.
yeah, chapter fucking 1.
Chapter 16. Surprise, I'm actually a 60-year-old lady, and this story started when I was 18. Right, to give some background, I've been with my Brian for 2 months. I was not expecting that.
Oh, it's new.
I started to say yeah.
She's threatened by you, the new girl on the block.
Okay, but 2 months officially, but we have been dating since July.
Okay.
So July, August, September, October, November, December, January, seven months. I've been in his life as number one.
Mm. Don't you forget it.
Brian has some close friendships with girls who he met whilst living in Liverpool, which does not bother me until now.
Classic.
On Saturday, this is recent, on Saturday, I went out in Manchester to celebrate his birthday with some of his friends from home and the girls he's friends with from Liverpool. Okay. I did not know anyone. Oh, so this is your first rendezvous with all the pals.
This is your initiation into the group.
Which I understand that because you've been official for 2 months.
Yes,
time. Probably about time.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Everyone's going to be
there.
Yeah,
everyone's going to be there.
We're going to have a good time.
Oh, she said, let's call the girl best friend Sarah. So my apologies, this is Susan writing in.
Okay.
So the girl best friend is Sarah. Sarah brought her family, all girls.
Who her are family?
All, I'm assuming siblings.
Right.
Who were all extremely close and all in the friendship group. Sarah and Susan, my bad, this is Helen writing.
Sorry.
Sarah and Susan, of course, are twins. Right. So Sarah's got a bloody twin.
Right.
With an older sister and 2 cousins. So all all the girls were out that night.
Okay.
This is Helen, I'm reminding you. Sarah and Susan are twins.
And Sarah's the best friend.
Sarah's the best friend. Who lives in?
Liverpool.
Yes. Chapter 3. When we were at the first bar, I was introduced to everyone and it seemed like it was all going okay. Mm. I left Brian to talk to everyone because I didn't want to be that needy girlfriend and it was his birthday.
Yeah.
You know, Susan, the twin, all of a sudden started crying randomly because Brian hadn't spoke to her at all.
Oh no.
If
a girl starts crying because my boyfriend's not spoke to her, I'm going to say, dry your fucking eyes and get a grip. Because
Get a grip. It's 9 p.m.
What are you doing?
He's doing the rounds. He'll get to you. He's seen you.
Wow.
But that's giving like she's seen that he's been kissing you, holding your hand, stroking your leg.
But this is the twin, not even the girl.
I know. But they're twins, they're telepathic. Mm,
they're both feeling each other's emotions.
They feel the same thing. Mm. And did you know if you were to take a DNA test of one twin and a DNA test of another twin, you would not be able to tell who's who.
Difference.
It would say that they're the same person. Mm. So if we were twins and you committed a crime,
you could get done for it.
I could get done. Because of your silly, stupid actions. But fingerprints, everyone's fingerprints are different.
Oh, okay.
So if you left your blood on the scene, that would test as my blood.
Wow.
But fingerprint, fun fact of the day. Okay.
Every day is a school day.
Absolutely. So just to reiterate.
Yeah.
Susan the twin all of a sudden started crying randomly because Brian hadn't spoke to her at all. This ultimately set the day off bad. Mm. And I just felt like there was going to be issues. Chapter 4. I spoke to Brian and asked what was wrong, to which he explained, it's just classic Susan.
Well, why are you inviting
needy
her then?
Needy.
Attention grabbing.
It's very interesting, actually.
But this isn't even the girl that's his best mate.
No, it's not.
Where are we going with this?
That would really, I'd be so concerned in that moment as to what was going on. This is my new boyfriend who I've just fallen in love with.
Yeah.
I'm meeting all his friends for the first time.
I'd be very concerned.
And a female is crying. Because he says it, because of something menial.
I'd be thinking there's something going on that here. I don't know
I'd
about.
Say I'm the one who's not in the know here and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's just going, classic Susan.
Mm.
What are we going to do? Take around the corner and snog her and let know everything's going to be okay?
Yeah.
That's something I don't know. I'm in the dark about that. Okay, so me being the nice person I am, mm-hmm. went up to Susan to see if she was okay. She ignored me and walked off. Oh, we've got a problem. Code red.
Whoa.
We've got a problem. Whoa.
Wow.
But we're all, this is a birthday
999 calling, what's your problem?
What's your problem? Hello there.
Wow.
Wow. I'm actually in shock here. I would not be able to handle this.
There's a lot going on that you don't know about.
It's really, you know, you're the one there who knows no one.
Yeah.
And you're the one trying to get to know,
have
good impression. Like, you want to be friends with these people because they are in your new boyfriend's life.
Yeah.
So it's such a shame that Susan...
And you were probably really nervous for this night as well. Like, it can be a bit nerve-wracking meeting people for the first time.
Thought about it for a long time. What am I going to wear? I hope they like me. I hope I fit in. You know, and because you care about your boyfriend.
Yeah.
So Susan ignored me and walked off.
Wow.
Chapter 5. We then were in the next bar by myself and his friends from his hometown on one table and Sarah and the others on another. They began making comments and isolating themselves from us because Brian wouldn't sit with them.
Right.
This meant we quickly had to drink our drinks and move on to the next bar.
Because you had to be split into two tables. Right. Okay.
Because I used to live in Manchester, I suggested the next bar for us to go to, which everyone seemed happy about. Albert Schloss.
Albert Schloss. We know it well.
Mm-hmm. When we got there, I found a table and the girls all sat on the table without even asking if anyone else wanted a seat.
Mm-hmm.
I just held my tongue and went to get a drink.
Okay.
When I came back from getting a drink, I noticed that Susan and Sarah were very hands-on with Brian. Constantly trying to cuddle and hold his hand, which instantly just put knots in my stomach. Your gut is telling you what are these twins fucking doing here? These twins.
I'd be like, what's happening here?
Trying to get handsy.
They're trying to intimidate mark their territory, and they're trying to be like, we've known him longer than you've known him. Like, don't forget that. Like, we're friends. This is deep. Like, you're never, like, they're trying to mark their territory in a weird way. And they're trying to make you jealous, even though you're his fucking girlfriend and they're just mates.
Well, they're trying to ruin your night.
Yeah.
They're trying to ruin your night. And that's very clear.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
They obviously have some sort of feelings towards Brian. They don't like the fact that he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And they're trying to intimidate you.
Yeah. Bloody hell. I ended up quickly going to the toilet and had a little cry.
Aww.
Because I was so overwhelmed and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yeah, because it's like...
And also, that moment...
Where's your boyfriend in that moment who should be caring for you?
And also, to make it worse, you've not got a friend out on the night that you can be like, what the... You don't know who you can trust to be like, what the fuck's going
because
on
Because also
there?
Now it's like, can I even trust my own boyfriend? Because I'm coming into a situation, seeing
a whole new set of peer dynamics.
You know, I something's going on and he's not even thinking of me in this moment and how it's going to make me feel.
Mm.
And that's a red flag because he should be constantly, where's Helen?
Mm.
Where's my beautiful girlfriend? Meanwhile, he's entertaining Sarah and Susan.
The twins.
And getting a bit handsy with the twins. I bet they were wearing the same bloody outfit as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, right. Let's keep going.
Okay, let's keep going here. Yeah.
So you've had a little cry in the toilet.
I'm so sorry about this. In Albert Schloss, of all places. Because I was so overwhelmed. Stop. Sorry. I'm just, you know, as I'm reading it, I'm picturing Albert Schloss.
So much.
Yeah, I'm seeing those. They've got those high tables and, you know, the stools and
so
stuff.
Am I.
And a couple booths. And it's busy in there.
It's
packed in there. Like, it's, excuse me, can I get that?
Yeah,
excuse me.
Busy.
I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. Chapter 9. When I came back, I told Brian that it made me uncomfortable.
Good.
Good.
I'm
straight
glad
away.
You struck straight away.
Yeah, let him know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm the one here who's got no friend and you're making me feel uncomfortable. What is going on?
Yeah.
To which halfway through me explaining, Sarah was demanding Brian should go talk to her. To which he did.
No, mistake number three from Brian. He should have said, Sarah, chill out.
Sarah, I'm talking to my
girlfriend. She's my priority. Can you just go over there for a sec? He should not have said, girlfriend, shh. Sarah, let's go outside.
Hush, hush. Sarah.
If he went to talk to Sarah, I would have made sure I was gone when he came back.
Because I'm not dealing with this.
No.
To start with, your twin, Susan, cried 1 hour into the evening.
I went over to console her. She walked away from me. I got a table. They all took it.
I just wanted to have a moment with my boyfriend. Sarah, yeah. Brian, let me talk to you. Oh, Sarah must need me. What?
Sarah, I'm coming. Are you okay?
What? She put shock.
Yeah, I'm shocked too.
Full stop in caps. Later on in the bar, Sarah asked if she could talk to me outside.
Oh, fucking hell, what is this? A mother's meeting.
Do you know what?
We're here to have a good time and party. Why are you wanting to pull everyone for a fucking chat? Outside. We're not on Love Island.
To start with, it's bloody January. It's bloody
freezing out
here.
Out there.
To start with.
People are blowing smoke in my face. I don't want to be out here.
Vape smoke.
My drink's ready for me.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm actually in shock.
So Sarah's pulled you for a chat.
Later on in the bar, Sarah asked if she could talk to me outside. I explained to her.
If you fucking must, Sarah.
If you fucking must, fucking Uber's on the way. I'm getting out of here. You've ruined my fucking night. No, we're not. No.
I would.
No, we don't condone violence.
Slosh.
Albert Slosh. Have that. Susan's going over. Fuck you as well. Fuck you all.
You take your heels off. You just lob it
at Susan's head. Susan's on the floor. Sarah's got vodka in her eyes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So Sarah's pulled you for a chat.
And then the police come and cuff you. You're in the back of the fucking police van. What a night.
Being taken into the police car.
Thomas!
Grabs your bun, fucking shoves you in the police. Brian doesn't even know what's happening. Brian's still talking to Sarah.
Oh my God. Right. But we haven't got to violence yet. Sarah just asked to take you outside for a moment. It's the miss. You're coming with me.
I saw
you're
that.
You're coming down for a night in the cell.
Night in the slammer.
Oh, God.
You're trapped.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right, I'm taking a sip.
Where's this going to go?
I don't know. I need to sort myself out.
Right. So later on in the bar, Sarah asked if she could talk to me outside. I explained to her I wasn't too comfortable with the touching on Brian, to which she responded, that's our friendship. You wouldn't understand.
Oh!
That was in quotations.
You wouldn't understand.
No, what you won't understand in a minute is when I smack you around the face.
You wouldn't understand. Wow.
When my palm has got your face. With my fist. No.
Oh.
We're not violent here. Okay. That's our friendship. You wouldn't understand, Sarah.
Wow.
Sir Helen.
Wow.
During the
trying to patronize you, trying to belittle you. Trying to make you feel like
Because you were just expressing.
She knows your boyfriend better than you do.
Yeah, I've got the upper hand. Who are you? You're new.
Yeah.
You don't understand our relationship. It's not for you to understand. This is our special relationship.
Mm.
And we hold hands. And we've had sex 5 times. Right. During the conversation, Sarah emphasized that me and her were so similar and she knew a lot about me.
You know what you should have said
there? Oh, no. Things I only told Brian in confidence. So he's dishing out your business to Sarah and Susan.
No,
so they feel like they've got this
upper
hand. Because, of course, Sarah's telling her bloody twin, Susan. So they feel like we know a lot about you. Don't like that.
What? You should have said, oh, that's funny, because Brian never mentions you. You never come up in our conversations.
There we go. Sophia does have the good one-liners. Well, that's funny, isn't it? That's funny, isn't it?
Wow.
Well, I couldn't even get a word in edgeways. Like, where is your boyfriend in this moment?
Probably sleeping with his sister.
Taking Susan round the back.
Stop. Fucking prick.
What a prick. I couldn't even get a word in edgeways. And she was acting like she was Brian's girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was someone who didn't even know him. Yeah,
that's
I can
exactly
see it.
What it is.
Yeah. To which she turned to me and said, me and Brian are so close. He got me through a lot. I know I'll always be his first priority. It's difficult with Brian. This is all quotes. It's difficult with Brian now being in a relationship because we've always both been single. So she's just clearly in love with
him. She's in love with him then.
He got me through a lot. I know I'll always be his first priority. It's difficult with Brian now being in a relationship.
I know I'll always be his first priority.
But then what
do you
want
to fuck off?
But then Susan's crying as well.
Yeah. So what about her?
So what about her?
Or are you two just one?
Probably. They're probably sharing him, yeah. I genuinely couldn't believe what I was hearing, but I didn't want to cause a scene, so I kept my mouth shut instead of telling her how I really felt.
God, yeah, with a knuckle woman sandwich. Knuckle sandwich.
You're better than us.
Oh. Wow.
Right.
She's digging her claws in. She knows what she's doing.
This is alcohol-fueled night, for sure.
Because also, she would have known we're meeting the girlfriend tonight. So she came in with
intimidation
that,
on.
She came in with that attitude that you didn't come into the night with.
She was never even going to give you a chance.
No.
You know, herself and Susan and her cousins and all her family, they were there to intimidate you and not welcome you
in. They
at
came
all.
In with it. They had a motive, didn't they?
They were like, let's push this girl out. Probably.
Let's cause a problem.
They wanted a problem tonight. Sarah then went on to say, when I'm seeing someone, Brian doesn't like it.
Oh my God, I'd be so angry.
And when Brian is seeing someone, I don't like it.
What?
This is not
what?
Real.
You fucking weirdo. What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. What the hell?
Oh my God. It's so bizarre. It's so bizarre. I wouldn't be able to handle this.
I would not be able to handle this.
So this is too much. I thought I was celebrating my
new boyfriend's birthday.
Here I am. I've got a girl who's clearly in love with him telling me that, oh, well, you know, claiming.
You'll never understand our relationship. I'll always be number one. When he has a girlfriend, I don't like it. And when I have a boyfriend, he doesn't like it.
No,
like,
no,
are you trying
no.
to make me jealous? You're trying to intimidate me. You're trying to push me out. You're trying to cause a rift in my relationship because you probably know that it's going quite good at the moment.
Yes.
And you're just trying to, you've come in with a determined to hate me.
But it's like...
And determined to make me miserable. And for that, you're like, cruel.
If Brian loved you so much, why aren't you his bloody girlfriend?
Right. He's known you long enough.
Yeah.
I've only been here the past couple of months.
But then it's also so disrespectful. If Sarah's claims are true, this is so disrespectful from Brian to bring you into that situation where there's a girl that he likes or, you know. And, there's history. That is, and to not warn you even.
Yeah.
That is so, such a red flag from Brian. It's insane.
Yeah. Massive.
Imagine
red
being
flag
brought
from the
into
boyfriend.
A room. Where you think you're just meeting your boyfriend's friends, really, there's all this underlying stuff that no one's told you about. He's not warned you. And he's also just brought you into that situation.
Really?
Not even considering how Sarah might act, how Susan might act, how this might make you feel.
Really bad boyfriend move.
Really, like a terrible boyfriend move. Like low-key, unforgivable.
He needed to give you the heads up there.
At least.
At least.
But then if he's still got some sort of feelings and attachment towards
she
Sarah, then
be here.
I shouldn't be here.
No.
Or she shouldn't be here.
No.
Like, it's either no contact with me or no contact with her. Like,
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, literally happy birthday. At this point, I was so done with the conversation, I politely smiled and said, "Should we go back in? I'm getting a bit cold." 45 minutes that conversation lasted, FYI.
Wow.
We went back in. I spoke to Brian, to which again, Sarah and Susan called him over and were hugging, kissing him on the cheek.
What they're just doing everything they can to make you miserable.
But also,
They're trying way too hard to push you out.
Literally straight after I told her I wasn't comfortable with the touching. But again, to not cause a scene, I kept my opinions to myself, but gave Brian a concerned look, to which he came over to me straight away and gave me a kiss.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about this at all. No. This is. We were then walking to the next bar. I've got to go.
I'm going now. The vibe's off. I'm sobered
I've
up.
I've got to go.
I've nearly been taken to the police station.
I've literally, luckily I got away with, the slap and the knuckle sandwich. I didn't get taken to the slammer. We're not walking to the next
because
bar.
Also, like, alcohol only makes these situations so much.
I'm sorry, hear this. We were then walking to the next bar and Brian didn't have his phone because Sarah had it.
What is going on?
Again, very weird behavior. I turn around and see Brian going over to Sarah to get it. Sarah slammed Brian's phone into his chest and began having a go at him.
What is going on? This is all a show for you, though. She is manipulating this whole thing because she knows you're watching. 1,000%. Yeah, and scene. This is all for you.
Yeah, it so is. I couldn't actually believe what I was seeing and had to keep calm, so I stayed out of the way and let them argue. On no planet should your new boyfriend be arguing, like a jealous-fueled argument with another female.
No.
It's giving lovers.
Mm.
Wow. They ended up walking off. Sarah, Susan, and the other girls. So myself and Brian and his other friends continued the night. Oh, good riddance. Good bloody riddance.
Let's have a bloody riddance.
Well, drink to that.
Yeah. Hey,
Milady.
Milady.
Milady. Right, yeah. On our way home. Okay, that was it. They walked off and they were gone.
Don't come back.
On our way home, Brian was receiving lots of text.
Oh, fucking hell. Actually, turn it on silent, would you, babe?
Turn it off. I'm chucking it down in the river. Was receiving lots of texts from Sarah, which he wasn't telling me exactly what was said, but she was angry. About what? To which I then saw she unfollowed me on Instagram. Okay, good riddance.
All right.
Here. My question is.
He's going to block you anyway.
All right. Right, we're on chapter 15. My question is, after reading all of that, do you think I was an issue for the girls because Brian wasn't just theirs anymore? Do you think I messaged the girl and confront her? I'm 25 and I was just embarrassed of what I was witnessing more than anything. I felt like I was back at school.
Yeah.
Help.
Jesus. There's a lot to unpack here.
There is a lot to unpack
here. I'm going to be... My mind's gone blank. What's the word I'm looking for? What I'm trying to say is that
there's too much going on.
You've only been going out with this boy for 2 months. Sack it off. You're 25. You don't need.
He
this
can't be that great.
Drama. This hassle. Like. I know a lot of that dilemma. We were focused on how the girl was fucking annoying, but also, like Chintzia said, your boyfriend brought you into that environment. Your boyfriend knew exactly his past relations,
and he knows how Sarah and Susan
friend.
Can be.
He knows how they can be. Alcohol fueled night, and the fact that he invited all those girls from Liverpool to the night out. It sounds like they were their own group anyway. He didn't need to invite them. B, if he was going to invite them, the least he could have done was sat you down before and gone, so I'm inviting these girls, I've known them for a couple of years ago, just to let you know that I don't want there to be any bad vibes, but he could have given you a heads up or something.
He could have, but I think bottom line, he should never have brought you into that environment.
He shouldn't.
As a boyfriend especially a new one, who loves you, respects you, cares for you, cares about your feelings.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to hurt you, doesn't want to see you cry.
No.
You know, doesn't want to make you uncomfortable. Like, a normal boyfriend doesn't want to see their girlfriend
upset.
Or boyfriend upset,
especially at their own actions, uneasy, at their own doing.
You know, that's a normal human response.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't want to see
Sophia. You would not
Sophia
be sat there.
In an environment where she's uncomfortable, on edge, tearing up. Like, whoa, what's going
on?
We're getting ourselves out of here. Where the fuck are we? We're getting out of here.
Yeah.
And like, you wouldn't want to, I wouldn't want to bring my new boyfriend into an environment where he's going to feel uncomfortable.
No.
Get emotional.
No.
Feel any type of way. So it's really concerning.
Yeah.
That he knew exactly what was going to happen that night.
Mm.
I don't think that was any surprise to no. Brian. I think he was very used to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And still thought it was
and
fine.
And he sat
bring
with
Helen
the
along.
Girls, holding hands.
Hands hugging. And then when the moment Sarah went, Brian, come here, as he was reconciling you, he turned his back on you and went straight to Sarah. And then he let Sarah say that stuff to you.
Yeah.
Where was he?
Where was
he? He needs to be backing his girlfriend up.
Yeah.
You know, he needs to be back.
He needed to say to Sarah, shut the fuck up. You're ruining this night for everyone.
I think you should leave.
Because you're making my girlfriend uncomfortable.
You know, this is my birthday. I think you and your twin.
Yeah.
The moment you got here, you were bad vibes. And this is not what I'm on.
You came with the wrong attitude.
You know, you two were my friends, but I'm not sure. But the fact that he's not seeing that.
No.
And he let it go on too long.
Mm.
He let it go on too long.
You don't need all that drama.
No, that's really...
Because also, like, it adds a whole other issue to your relationship. Because, okay, next time we're all going out then. Okay, are they coming? Like, you don't want to be in a relationship where there's all this... Like, relationships can come with their own problems. You don't need unnecessary...
No, this is unnecessary.
Outside drama as well as, do you know what I mean?
But that's why it's like the bare minimum is that your boyfriend makes you feel safe,
yeah,
comfortable, cared for, loved, respected. He did none of that night.
None of that.
He did none of that.
No.
And that's what you need to see.
Mm.
Regardless of Sarah and Susan,
they can have him.
They can have him because he did not show you any kind. He gave you one kiss.
Mm.
He gave you one kiss.
Yeah.
And let that go on. Fed you to the wolves. Let that escalate and get to that.
That did not need to happen.
No, I think it shows
I think if I found myself in that situation after being with a guy for 2 months, I would say, no, sorry, I'm out.
Because
not here for this.
Because I just know that this Sarah's...
I'm not here to be in competition with your female friends.
Not at all.
I am not here for your female friends to hate me, try and bully me, isolate me, make me feel uncomfortable. I'm not here to compete with these girls for my own boyfriend's attention or whatever. I don't want to feel like we're on a night out as a group. I'm not trying to be thinking about, oh, my boyfriend needs to be really PDA with me so they all get the message. What?
What
no.
on earth?
You shouldn't have to be thinking like that. And I think you've only been together for 2 months.
Mm.
Cut your losses and get out, because this is just a messy situation that you don't
and
need.
And it's not a normal male to female friendship.
No.
He's not shut anything down.
No.
He lets Sarah think that she is the priority.
Yeah.
She believes it because obviously he said stuff to her or done stuff.
And also telling her stuff you've told him in confidence.
Oh, I forgot about that.
This
man's got to go. I'm so sorry. This is not okay.
You need to try and shift your anger from the girl towards your boyfriend.
Disregard. Okay, Sarah's and followers. Yeehaw, whatever. Yeah. This guy, he behaved appallingly this night, and this shouldn't have ever been a situation that you were ever in.
No.
Also, even if we were to move forward and he was to apologize, This is going to be a recurring issue. It's going to be, the next issue is going to be, oh, were you still following Sarah on Instagram and you liked her picture?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
and
she's
then,
calling you.
Oh, she's DMing him.
Yeah.
It's not
Unless,
going to end.
The only way this
gonna
is going to work well is if your boyfriend says, I was disgusted at Sarah's actions on that night out.
And my own.
And my own, yeah.
I let it happen.
Yeah. Take accountability for one,
right.
And also like never want to see these girls people again, ever
because
again.
Of how they made me feel your yeah. new girlfriend.
I can't see that happening.
Neither can I.
So.
Neither can I.
Don't make excuses for him. No, I know it's easier to be angry at the girl because you're not in love with the girl. Mm-hmm. The girl's not you, your new boyfriend.
Yeah, it's easier to put the blame on her.
And
kind of excuse Brian.
Yeah, but this was also like bigger picture. This was actually all Brian's doing.
He set this all up.
Yeah.
He set it all up. He knew exactly how this was going to go down.
Yeah. And he didn't defend you in the moment when you needed it.
He didn't back you.
What,
the moment you were in that toilet alone, he should have been searching for you.
Yeah.
Right? The moment that you were outside with Sarah for 45 minutes,
yeah.
knowing what Sarah's like, knowing what he said to Sarah, yeah. knowing what his relationship with Sarah is, he should have been right there.
Mm.
Asking Sarah to leave, asking her to leave you alone or taking you to, or saying, look, Helen, let's go home. This is enough now.
Yeah.
I can see you're in distress. I can see the fucking tear stains on your face.
Yeah. See where, mascara.
Like, yeah, like, where are you when this is not how you want to start your relationship. New budding relationship.
With drama like this. With drama that feels like school drama yeah. when you're 25.
No.
You don't need it.
No. And for him to good just riddance. Put you in that situation, I can't believe it.
No.
I cannot. You wouldn't put your family members you wouldn't put your siblings in that. You wouldn't put your best friends in a situation like that.
But he's put his new girlfriend.
But he's put his new girlfriend in a situation like that where you've cried.
Good riddance.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Baby.
Am I being a terrible sister or is my brother being unreasonable? Girl talk.
Ooh,
family dynamics. There are three people in this dilemma. Me, Sarah, the love interest, Brian, mm-hmm. and my brother, Steve.
Me, Sarah, love interest, and brother. So not a boyfriend, just a love interest.
For a bit of background into me, I'm a 32-year-old single woman living and working in London. I have my own flat, cat, and generally, I love my life and I'm very happy.
Side note, what was that quote where it was like, there's three people in this marriage?
Well, there were always three people in the marriage. That's Diana. Oh, may she rest in peace.
It hit my brain.
Were three people in the marriage.
Well, there were three people in this marriage.
She's not Elvis.
I'm Austin Butler. Oh, there were three people in this marriage. And he still talks like that.
He does. Right, keep going. Get distracted. The only thing missing is my soulmate. I'm a hopeless romantic who cannot wait to fall in love, get married, have children. I had two serious relationships throughout my 20s, which didn't work out. Mm-hmm. So now, given the experiences I've been through, my age, and the fact I'm very happy and content with my current life, I know exactly what it is that I'm looking for in a partner, and I'm not prepared to settle for anything less. Can't wait to exude this energy when I'm 32.
Oh, it's absolutely just incredible.
If it means I find him even later in life, then so be it. I'm not shy when it comes to dating and approaching guys. I've had 17 love interests last year, ranging from seriousness.
Light work.
Ranging from seriousness, one date wonder to situationships. So nice. It's not like I'm not trying. Yeah. You're actively dating. And you're not just sat in your flat waiting for someone to come to you.
Putting yourself out there.
Yeah. You've got an active dating life. Yeah.
Open.
So now onto the dilemma. Let me take you back to a Christmas Eve. For me, I just love a boozy, at the pub Christmas Eve. But now that I'm a bit older, most of my friends are settled down and tend to spend it with their families at home. Luckily, because I have younger brothers, I was invited to go to the pub with one of them, 25-year-old Steve, and all of his friends.
Nice. You know, that's nice.
So I arrive at the pub and Steve is there, that's her brother, with around 20 friends.
All male.
And me, being the social butterfly that I am, just started chatting away.
Absolutely.
In particular, I was chatting to one of his friends, Brian, a lot.
Sure,
we just vibed
dashing.
Really well. The conversation flowed and things did turn a little flirty to the point where Brian asked me if he could take me on a date. Wow.
Where is Steve in the moment? Is he?
He's on the other side of the pub.
Is the blood boiling or is he smiling from ear to ear?
I told him that I don't usually date people as young as 25. But due to his charm, good looks, and the natural chemistry we seem to have, I was willing to make an exception.
Age is but a number.
For a bit of additional context, I do look young for my age. In fact, in the pub, people thought I was the younger sister.
Love that for you.
When in fact, I'm 7 years older than my brother.
We can only hope that we're getting ID'd in our 30s.
Please. The biggest compliment of all time.
ID me. I'm 37.
Anyway, last orders are called at the pub and everyone congregates outside, at which point me and Brian exchange numbers in front of my brother because for me, there was no secrets.
Of course not.
Me and Brian proceeded to message immediately and our messages are very flirty, talking about how we wish we had the opportunity to kiss.
You guys.
And how we cannot wait to be able to see each other again. Wow.
You guys.
Fast forward a week and me and Brian are speaking via text constantly and things seem to be going really well. On the 30th of December, Brian texted me in the morning saying he was going to be out in London with a few people and asked if I want to join. To which I replied that I actually had plans, so I wasn't going to be able to. However, my plans that day, which were actually a first date... Wow.
Good for you. Love it.
Ended pretty badly at around 8 p.m. And I toyed with the idea of going home and was feeling a bit sad or messaging Brian to see if he was still out, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Casual little rendezvous.
I went for the latter and met Brian, who was out with his friends for a birthday. And oh boy, I'm so glad I did. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
We had such a fun night of flirting, dancing, chatting, kissing, which ended in me inviting him back to mine. Whilst we were together, he told me that Steve... Okay.
Right.
This is where things are getting serious now.
Okay.
Whilst we were together, he told me that my brother Steve had told him not to go near me. After seeing that we exchanged numbers at the pub. But I wasn't allowed to let my little brother tell me what to do.
Not at all.
The next day.
Don't go near her, bro.
The next day, Brian calls me to tell me that he's called Steve. To tell him that we have been speaking and that we did see each other last night. And Steve was not happy about the situation. Whew, okay.
Listen, I appreciate Brian's
your friend's
honesty.
The friend's honesty.
You know,
yeah.
he's going after something and he's letting Steve know. No, little bro.
Nothing's holding me back, bro.
Nothing's holding me back.
I'm not going to fuck this up, G.
You know, I love your sister like she's my own.
No.
Not quite, but I'll take care of her.
Right, fast forward another week. I had noticed that Steve, her brother, has started to ignore my messages. Including not wishing me a happy new year.
Wait, so your own brother is now ignoring you?
Yeah. Me and Brian have our official first date where he took me to Flatiron. We went for drinks afterwards and just had the most wonderful night.
Gorge.
During our date, I tell him that I think Steve is ignoring me, to which he says that he's ignoring him too. The next day, Brian messages me to tell me that he's asked Steve to clear the air. And Steve replied saying, I'm getting so confused with Steve, but Steve is the brother.
Steve is the brother. Lil bro.
Lil bro replied saying that he does not want to talk to him and thinks he's a terrible friend. As after we exchanged numbers on Christmas Eve, he told him not to pursue me. Fair enough. Your brother has said, look, bro. I've seen you been chatting tonight. I know you've just met. I know you've swapped numbers, but like, please don't take it any further. That's my sister. Please don't take it any further.
Don't let anything happen from this point. But the chemistry was undeniable.
Okay.
It's giving Ross, where he says, I will hunt you down. Yeah. To Chandler.
Me and Brian decide to call it quits, regardless of the fact that we've had a really nice time together up until this point.
Of course.
And we are both really gutted about it. I messaged my brother to tell him that me and Brian have ended things, but I'd like to understand a little bit more as to why he didn't want us to even explore anything in the first
because
place.
Also, just side note, it's not like you will have to, it's not like you're in a friendship group
no.
and you would have to hang out with him after the fact or anything. Like, it's like we can date and then if it works out brilliant, you know, I will be, you know, but if not, like, I'm never going to have to, you're
I'm
never
easily
have to be
removed from this group.
Exactly.
This is not my group.
Exactly. And then you,
we don't live together. Like, we're not in the family home.
Right. But then I do get it.
He doesn't want the boys in the friendship group discussing
his sister
in any sexual realm. And he knows what boy chat's like.
Yeah, he's obviously...
And he doesn't want, you know...
He doesn't want his sister in that mix.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, if Brian was to lose... he's probably scared, like, if Brian was to lose interest or...
What happens then?
Or if they were out and then Brian, not that he's going to, you know, was interested in another girl.
It
then,
complicates. It's got the potential to be complicated.
Then Steve's going to get angry and think, you're seeing my sister, how dare you know, and then it's messy.
Okay, so she told her brother, look, we've called it quits, but I'd like a bit more information as to why you were so against it. So we met up to speak it all out, and I found the whole conversation extremely emotional. I never want to upset anyone, particularly my younger brother, because I'm very protective of him, and I feel like I completely crumbled in the conversation. I didn't get to say half of the things I wanted to, and very much listen to him and his points of view, which included him feeling like things were sneaky during that first week of us speaking and seeing each other, which I understand. He also said that he didn't feel comfortable with me dating Brian because Brian can be quite open and crude about his relationships, and didn't want that to be me. The next couple of days pass, and even though we have decided to call it quits, me and Brian cannot stop speaking. There is just something that draws us together. I have also been considering Steve's reasons in regards to Brian being crude, and I would be lying if I said that in the safe space of my closest friends, I was not the same when talking about my experiences with boys. So it honestly didn't really put me off.
Steve just doesn't want to hear it.
And I would like to think that given my brother and their friends, Brian wouldn't be so open in front of him.
You would think so.
I decided that I would like to start things up again with Brian. As I said earlier, I'm 32. I know what I'm looking for. I've been on a lot of bad dates, so I did not want to allow something that felt good to pass me by for reasons that honestly she didn't really agree with. In the interest of there being no secrecy, I voice note Steve, letting him know that I've listened and heard his points, but regardless, I would like to start things up again with Brian. And I wasn't asking him for permission. I was just letting him know.
As your elder. Who has lived seven more human years on this universe.
You will listen when I speak. Okay, you've told him, look, I appreciate it. I hear you. But I'm going for
it. And I did, in fact, call it off because I was concerned with how you were responding. But after careful consideration and realizing that I am 32 years old and this is a connection I don't think I can deny after, you know, a year or so of bad dates and bad connections. But then is it a case of it's forbidden fruit for
possibly,
the two of you?
Possibly.
Is that why Brian's so into it? Because
possibly.
It's like, this is Steve's older sister.
We
should
be doing this.
He told me not to go there. You know, is that a part of it?
Could be.
Possibly.
Steve is not happy about my decision and tells me that he could not have been clearer about how it makes him feel. But it sounds like I'm going to do what I want to do regardless, and then proceeds to ignore me. In the meantime, me and Brian start things up again and have a really good thing going. We really like each other. He is so much more mature than so many guys I've dated who are my own age. And we just seem to be on a level and have a very natural connection and chemistry. I messaged my brother last night saying I would really love to see him soon. And he's replied saying he'd love to see me, but also said that he thinks we need to talk. But to be honest, I don't want to talk about the situation with him anymore unless it's in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I've heard what he has to say. I've made my decision regardless and respectfully to him and to myself mm-hmm. and to Brian. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to talk about it anymore. My question to you is, am I being a really bad sister for going against my brother's wishes? And should me and Brian end things? Or should I continue based on the fact that I'm a grown ass 32-year-old woman who can make my own decisions mm-hmm. and do not need protecting? Mm-hmm. And I really, really, really like Brian, who likes me too. Mm-hmm. Any advice would be appreciated. To add, Steve is currently completely ignoring Brian. And while Brian would like to be on good terms with him, he is very much over trying to get his permission. And he thinks he's being unreasonable, which okay. I agree with.
Okay.
Confidential pictures attached.
Oh, I was just about to ask.
Me and Steve. Her and her bro.
Oh, you look like twins. Don't they?
Thank you. Oh, this is Brian. Oh, look at his uniform.
Okay. I think you gave it a lot of careful consideration. Right?
Yeah.
I think it, like, if you just disregarded your brother's thoughts and feelings and opinions, you would have just gone for it straight away and you wouldn't have even broken things off in the moment that you did. You know?
I do sympathize, though, with the brother.
Me too.
Because, like...
You can argue your brother, it either way.
Your brother clocked it immediately and stepped in before you'd even sent a text.
Before you'd even kissed.
Saying to his friend, G,
mate,
G, bro.
Mate, bro.
Just Broski. Leave it. Don't go there, please. Mm-hmm. And his mate has gone, nah, sorry, I'm going for it. I feel, you know, like your brother's been betrayed by his friend there.
He has. He made himself very clear from the
he
get-go.
Made himself clear.
So I understand why he's not wanting to speak to Brian.
Yes.
Because he asked Brian. He didn't ask you. He asked Brian, you know, don't send that text, essentially. Yeah. Bloody texter.
Yeah.
And he went, hey, sweet cheeks, how are you? Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wish we snogged that night in front of your fucking brother.
Let me take you out next week.
Yeah.
So I do feel sorry for your brother. And I think like most of them, they don't want their sister's name being brought up in conversations about girls. No. Okay. Likewise, no sisters really want their brother's names coming up in conversations about boys.
I should hope not.
Right? Mm-hmm. So...
But then moving forward as adults, as we're all adults here, I would hope that Brian, if he was ever around Steve, not that he's probably going to get the opportunity to be around Steve ever again until your guys' wedding.
Yeah.
But I would hope that he wouldn't be speaking crudely. He shouldn't be about you in front of, you know, the brother.
He shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be. And I would hope he wouldn't. Shouldn't have won.
Shouldn't have won. Couldn't.
Should have won a colour.
So what do you do?
I think you're just living your own life. You're following your heart.
You've made your choice.
You've made your choice. And I support you because this is your life and you have an undeniable connection.
And I also like, you know, when you've had a stream of bad dates, it's so exciting when you meet someone who's like, oh my God, I actually want to see you again. Like you go on date, no. And then to have one that's like, I'd like to see you again. It's so like.
And the energy is matched. Like you guys, your energy sounds
And it's
like
hard to like, it's quite hard in dating to find people who you actually want to see again. A lot of people you just see once. Yeah. Not a lot of people you see twice, three times, four times.
Or they'll do something you didn't quite like. They'll give you the ick. You know, you've not had that.
So I can see why you don't want to let it go.
Yeah, I totally understand it. And your one hurdle is Mr. Stevie Stevenson.
Mm. I mean, the thing is, the longer you guys are together,
exactly,
the more on side your brother is going to become.
So. I think it's just one of those things. It's like
you're going to have to see what happens.
It doesn't sound nice in the beginning because he doesn't want you to get hurt. He's just protecting you.
Yeah,
which is quite nice. Like my brother's trying to protect me.
Yeah,
you know he cares about me. He's warned
me. He knows another side of Steve that you don't know naturally. Right, but Brian.
At the end of the day, he's warned you.
Yeah,
he said what Brian can be like.
Yeah,
you've thought about it. You broke contact for a while. Then you decided, actually, that doesn't actually bother me that much at all. I'm going to pursue things. Hey, Steve, I'm going to pursue things with Brian, just letting you know. Love you. Would love to see you. And he has said, would love to talk.
Yeah.
So if you can sit down and have a positive conversation, look, say, look, this is, it's been a while now. It's been a couple months. We're coming up to Feb, you know, V-Day.
Yeah.
I appreciate, we've got a really good, genuine connection.
How this puts you in an uncomfortable position. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I'm seeing one of your good friends.
Yeah.
But please appreciate that we have a genuine connection.
Yeah.
I feel like there's something real here and I would like to explore it. And if it ends in tears, it ends in tears. But for now, I'm 32.
Let me take on that burden.
I'm 32. I'd like to explore it.
Yeah.
And hopefully it ends in a hug. Okay. You know, good luck.
Mm. And see what happens.
And we'll see if he's going to be the best man at the wedding or not.
Yes.
It could be a beautiful friendship blossoming between the two of them.
And you could look back and laugh at this one day.
Or not. And it'll just be like, remember when you dated my friends. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're being a bad sister. No. I think he was a bad friend.
Yes. Personally. I think that's what it was. And you took careful consideration.
Mm, you did.
You know, you didn't just...
Well, it didn't make a decision on a whim.
No, exactly. Okay.
Last one.
So we've got here, my flatmate feels like my girlfriend. And this is coming from Susan.
Okay.
No, I feel that because it's like, oh, I just wish you were a boy. You know, when you've got a best friend, it's like, I just need the male version of you.
Oh, and it's you going know what I mean? So, oh, okay. You know, I read that differently.
Oh, really?
I read it as in like, I don't know, like she's getting on my nerves.
Oh no, I feel like it's like we're like a couple, but we're not.
I wish we were lesbians.
Yeah.
Life would be so much easier.
Yeah, if I was just attracted to you, God, life would be so easy.
Oh, got it.
We already live together.
Yeah. And we're so compatible in our living space.
And it's like, God, if only you had a penis.
Yeah.
Right. Hey girls, love the pod so much.
Oh, thanks.
I followed you since you were falling into the guinea pig cage.
Classic.
Anyway, I live with one other girl who I met at uni. Let's call her Susie. We were friends at uni, but never super, super close and never lived together. A year after graduation, we both ended up wanting to move to a new city and thought it'd be a good idea to move in together rather than with a stranger. Yes. So you two up together and left.
Love it.
We get on really well, but the frustration I'm having is that sometimes it feels like we're in a relationship. Oh, this is a frustration.
Yeah, right.
Right. We do one big food shop as it's cheaper than doing separate ones. And we also have quite a small kitchen, so it just works best that way.
Mm.
This means that we eat most meals together and rely on the other coming home from work on time
to couple.
Cook together. Yeah, it's giving I won't eat without you. Hurry up. Food's getting cold. Yeah.
Should I put the oven on? Are you on your way home? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll text her or write on the calendar. I'll text her or write on the calendar in the kitchen if I have other plans, so yeah. Won't be home for dinner.
Yeah.
Or if I've stayed late.
You get
late.
Jealous when she's going out with another friend.
Yeah, Susie's out with someone else. Or if I've stayed late at the office, for example, so that she's not sitting around waiting on me.
I love this.
For our vegan nugs and baked beans.
I love this.
She doesn't return this
favour.
For our lettuce burgers. She doesn't often return this favour. And I'm often sat waiting around to make dinner with no clue.
Just
she's
sat
coming
there
home
in, sat there in candlelight looking at a cold plate of food.
Okay, so that's frustrating her though.
Right.
She's like, I just want to eat my bloody dinner. You've not told me you're working late tonight. So you're going to get home and I'm going, why didn't you tell me you were coming home late? I've been waiting hours for you. And I could have had my salmon and veg 2 hours ago at 5:30 when I like to eat. Right?
So true.
It's like, because you didn't communicate to me what your plans were for the day. It's giving couple.
Oh, you saw Helen did you for a drink.
Did you? Thanks for letting me know. Oh, you had salmon out. Well, I bought salmon yesterday for the two of us.
I've been slaving away in this kitchen. You haven't got the decency to call when you're on your way home.
Okay, that is actually crazy though, a text. Hey, I'm not, like, when she knows that you eat together.
Yeah.
Won't be home for dinner tonight. Very simple communication skills. Okay, right. We pay for most things in a, I'll get this for you the next, and you get the next one, sister.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which works well, but I find myself being the more responsible one. For example, buying things like disposable dehumidifiers.
And mouse traps.
A mouse trap.
A mouse trap.
have a mouse.
That was a mouse trap. What? You got rats?
Yeah.
It's like dehumidifiers.
Dehumidifiers.
A mouse traps.
She said, we live in an old building. Lol.
Yeah, these things happen.
Listen, I saw a rat over Christmas in my mum's garden.
Yeah. Our old building was full of them.
Yes. Oh, right. These big cities. Right. Okay. So you're getting frustrated at this. This means.
You know, Helen, it wouldn't hurt to buy a mouse trap every once in a while.
It wouldn't hurt if you contributed to this mouse hunting situation. Mouses are cuter than rats, though. Get it out. This means I'm constantly spending more for things we need for the flat.
Yeah. So you're buying, like, you know what it is?
You're it's on top of it.
Washing up tablets, mm-hmm. laundry detergent, mm-hmm. like big packs of that. And you're thinking, well,
dental wipes.
Yeah.
Bleach.
But you only need once every 2 weeks, and that happens to be your week. And you're thinking, hang on a sec, I'm always buying the heavy
shit. You're seeing that the loo rolls low and you're just buying it.
Yeah.
And she's thinking, oh, it's magic.
Yeah. Brilliant. The fairy's bean.
Yeah, right. So this means I'm constantly spending more for things we need for the flat that she won't order until I specifically ask her to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just not on top of the replenishing.
Yeah.
This means I have to take on the mental load of the upkeep of the flat.
Yeah.
I'm not her partner. We are flatmates, meaning that this should be...
You're right. Yeah. You're getting all the blue... I bet you have to take the bins out as well, don't you? You're getting all the blue jobs. Yeah.
She doesn't have any friends outside of work in this city and has made zero effort to make any, which makes me feel like I'm responsible for her social life as well.
Oh, that's a lot.
Oh, so that's... Yeah, that happens with couples, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, he's got no friends.
He's going to have to come along.
He has to come along, yeah. And that's bad because you do need separate lives.
Mm.
If I say no to a plan she suggested, I feel so guilty because it means that she just won't go and do that thing she wants to do. Mm. Okay, so she's like, oh, do you want to go to try the Yorkshire burrito at Camden Market? You're like, don't fancy that. And she just won't go. She's got no one else to go with. It's actually quite sad. But I understood, but you can't do everything with
her. No, you're like, not her responsibility.
She's not your responsibility, sorry.
She's not your kid. She's not your child.
And she's not your boyfriend.
She's not your girlfriend.
Or your girlfriend. I feel bad if I don't invite her to plans I have, but honestly, I want to keep my friends separate.
Yeah.
So we don't become totally codependent.
Mm.
This is so daft. But what's pushed me over the edge, sorry, to write this email is shower gel.
She's used the last of the Sanex, hasn't she?
Right. Oh, that. We have been buying one shower gel for the flat as we share a bathroom. But for Christmas, I got a really nice, refillable, eco-friendly shower gel.
Ah, but it was L'Occitane.
I bought a couple refills in the Boxing Day sales, which weren't cheap, and was excited about treating myself in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
In the last few days, the shower gel we had been sharing has run out. Oh, so the communal shower gel that you both...
The Sanex has ran out.
That you both paid for has ran out. And I've noticed her using my nice one.
Oh, the special one.
I'm annoyed because I got that for Christmas and the refills aren't cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that she's assumed she can just use mine.
Mm.
And I don't really know how to bring it up.
You're going to have to take it out of the shower every time.
You're going to have to put a child lock on it.
Yeah.
Basically, I feel like I'm in a relationship with my flatmate because she's so reliant on me and our home lives are quite intertwined. Can I do anything about this? I feel like I'm too old for the living with strangers in a house share phase, but I don't know how long I can live like this. I hate confrontation. So the thought of having to bring this up makes me feel physically sick.
Yeah.
What's the nicest way I can separate our lives out more without hurting her feelings? I started leaving the house more, sitting in my room alone more, and just cooking dinner and leaving hers in the oven all ready to be heated up when she gets in. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. Like, if you want to eat your dinner,
you're allowed to eat it.
You are really allowed to eat your dinner.
I guess that's why, like, sometimes it is actually easier living with strangers because there's very clear boundaries.
It's like, that's my bread, That's your bread. I will bloody know if you've had a slice of my bread.
Yeah. But you also wouldn't touch the stranger's bread.
Well, yeah, it's in separate cupboards. But because you're doing the shared shop.
And because you're friends, everything is, the lines are blurred. Yeah. Like, it makes it a bit more, not necessarily complicated, but it's just a different dynamic.
And you thought...
Because it's like, you probably feel like you can waltz freely into her room. Hey, okay. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't walk into your flatmate's room, your house share's room. You would respect their boundaries, their space and their stuff.
And their belongings, yeah.
But when you're with your friends, that lines are blurred for both of you.
She's just said, I've attached pictures of us, as I know you like to see. I'm the shorter of the two of us.
Brilliant.
Got it. Oh. Okay, so this is our lady here, Susan, who's writing in.
Oh, girls.
They look like the best of friends, but I understand this dilemma. This is them doing their food shop.
Oh.
What girls. Is that? We've got apples. We've got, I think that's some clementines. We've got some lettuce. We've got some Warburton spread. What else can you see there?
Hummus
there. Yes, a pot of hummus.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah, I feel you. It's awkward because you don't want to disrupt any sort of vibe that you've got going on. And I do think it's natural, just like when you live with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, everyone kind of finds their roles. You know,
and you get into the rhythm.
You get into the rhythm, and like you kind of know, like, well, Brian always takes the bins out, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
and you know, you've just become that person out of the two of you that you're, like you said, you're the more like responsible one, mm-hmm. where you're making sure you've got toilet roll and mm-hmm. you've got this and you've mm-hmm. got the mouse traps and you're maybe taking mm-hmm. the bins out and you're cleaning the fridge out and you're mm-hmm. da 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 da, like so and. Yeah, it's tricky.
Yeah, and, you know, in the beginning, I think it's just been a natural evolution for you. Because in the beginning, when you move in, it's like, oh, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Yes. It's a novelty.
What shall we have? Well, shall we have...
Because we're living together now, so we can have food together.
Yeah, so shall we do pasta tonight or shall we do salmon tonight? And it's like that. And it was like that for a while.
Yeah.
And then you realise, do you know what? You don't even have the courtesy to let me know that you're not even coming home tonight. So I'm going to stop. I'm not going to do that. You know, why am I waiting around for you? You know, and then just a little frustrating started to nag. Mousetraps, dehumidifiers.
Yeah.
Then the shower gel just pushed you over the edge.
And little things like that
will.
When you're living with someone, that's anyone. All it takes mm-hmm. or, to set you off.
Yeah. It takes one singular crumb.
Yeah.
On the singular crumb. And
you'll lose your shit.
Like, seriously. Okay, so we're gonna approach this gently.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Because you like her, you know, and then there's just the added layer, isn't there, of the she doesn't have really ever social life, she doesn't have many friends. You want to do things with her, but also you do want your own life out of the flat. Okay.
You almost feel a little bit trapped because
if
you're going out on Friday night, it's like, bye, see ya. You kind of feel like you've got to bring her along. But you also want to keep, you enjoy having that friendship group and you enjoy this friendship and you don't feel a need to cross them.
No.
But because you feel like a bit like, oh, she's much. Watching me. I feel bad. Like she's only going to be at home.
Yeah. When it's like, what are your plans tonight?
Yeah.
On this big Friday night. She's like, nothing. And you're like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going.
But that's not your responsibility.
Exactly. You shouldn't.
She can go make friends at work. She can go and do this. Like you're not her mum.
And you
don't have to hold her hand.
You weren't that close before you moved. You knew of each other, but you weren't like besties.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think just approach it. Maybe send a text.
So, or what? When you're both out the house,
just say hey.
What do you want to say to her?
I think
what
she
do you want to change?
I think she wants to change. I think she wants her to step up a little bit in terms of
housekeeping.
Just being a bit on it with like the loo roll and the mouse traps.
Mm.
And just like, don't use my shower gel.
Yeah.
I think they're the main things.
Yeah.
And you're going to keep, you know, living your life, doing your social life. And
it might be awkward.
And you've already started that, you know, you've been in your room more.
Yeah.
She probably already feels that you're kind of detaching a little bit because you do when you live together, everything's heightened, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's like if you live with a boyfriend and he didn't kiss you that day, you're thinking, what the fuck is going on today? What's happening? You know, so the fact that of an evening you weren't on the sofa with her.
Yes, it was different.
You were in your room. She has definitely noticed that because you just would.
Yeah.
So I feel like she's not expecting something to be said.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Or is it something that doesn't need to be said, just, but you can just, you know, don't buy that. Don't buy something that the flat needs
or maybe,
and wait for her to buy it.
And maybe on a week, maybe when it's the day to do the food shop that you do together, maybe go on your own the day before and say, I've just bought myself some bits this week. I don't know if you.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know, but if you're really trying to
draw a line
under this, you say, "Oh, I went to Asda and I got myself some stuff for myself.
I thought I could put my stuff on the top two shelves of the fridge, and you could put your stuff there.
The stuff I just bought for myself. I thought I'd just pop it here, and you can do go shopping on your own this week because I've already bought my stuff. Right, and then it's like,
yeah. I don't know, it's hard. You have to be delicate.
You've
because
got to be delicate.
You're living together, you don't want things to go bad. And I think the point here is, like, there's not, you know yourself, like, I could just get on with this and not say anything and I can just deal with it. Mm-hmm. And I can just, like, I'm aware that I'm doing a bit more than she is, but I can just get on with it. Mm-hmm. But you know that you could go down that route. Mm-hmm. But that other route is also calling you, that's like, I'd like to have a bit of appreciation. I'd like to say something. And it's that, like, you're stuck between, like, do I say something that's going to be awkward? Like, you don't want to rock the boat. You don't want to disrupt the vibe. Because it's delicate when you're
in each other's living space together every day. You share that bathroom.
You share the bathroom.
I do think, regards to the shower, Joe, you could say, oh, my mum bought me that, you know, do you mind if, you know, you just use the other one once we've bought a new one?
Yeah.
That's once just my special bought a new one.
Yeah. So I just bought these for me.
It's like perfume. If someone's spraying your perfume, that's my expensive perfume. You're going to say, oh, I can smell it. Do you mind not using my perfume? It's just, you know, that was my special I bought that for myself.
Yeah.
Smell it on you.
Yeah. Smell it on your jacket.
Yeah. So just, I think you could delicately say that.
Mm.
About the shower gel, because that's just like another one. It's just like, oh, can you not wear my jeans tomorrow?
Yeah, I was gonna wear those
today. I was gonna wear those too. Or like, is that my bra? Is that my thong?
Fuck,
is that my fucking pink lacy thong?
But you can do it. I mean, you know, it's delicate dynamics.
Approach with care. And I think she'll be understanding. I do. I think she enjoys living with you, clearly.
Yeah.
You guys looked so happy in those pictures doing your food shop.
Could be a lot worse. You know, you'd rather have this than a housemate from hell.
Yeah.
And you're learning every step of the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone has challenges when they move in with someone new.
Absolutely.
Because everyone has different styles of living. Everyone likes to do things in different ways. You're not abnormal for feeling a little bit
irritated by something.
No, everyone gets irritated by whoever they're living with, their family, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their best friend, anyone's gonna get annoyed at something.
So don't feel bad for how you feel. Just try and approach it, and, you know, because that's what we need to do. Because in order to live in harmony.
Do you know what? You should have sent a text over Christmas when you weren't going to see each other for a bit.
See each other. I know, but she didn't have the shower gel then. She came back from Christmas,
and that's what set her off,
and then replenished it.
Because
it wasn't like, and she didn't even ask.
No.
Oh, do you mind? So, that shower gel's run out. Do you mind if just this time I just use this? You know, because
shouting from the shower, Sarah, can I use this quickly? I've got no shower gel.
It's. They're like, she's been using it and she thinks I don't know, and I fucking know.
And I bought that.
Yeah, it's that.
You're going to have to say something then.
Yeah.
But you can say it with kindness.
You can say it with kindness and she'll understand, because she wants you to be comfortable in the home that you share. And I believe she...
Neither of you want to upset the balance.
Exactly.
Both of you want to keep a happy dynamic.
She's going to...
So
response,
she's just going to be like, oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Her response will be, thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
I know now that, you know, I'll be on top of it a bit more, and I definitely won't use that shower gel, and that's completely fine.
Yeah. Hopefully.
And I've bought a 20-pack of mousetraps, I'll let you know.
And I've put them above in that cupboard.
I've laid them out everywhere. And I will dispose of the rodent once it's caught.
And I hope that satisfies you.
I could not deal with a dead mouse in a mousetrap.
No. Not for me, that.
Would it squeal? Probably.
Oh, sad.
It is sad, but they're not welcome in the home. We're vegetarians.
All right, guys.
Okay, everybody.
On a somber note.
What? Quite a somber note to leave us on.
Let's finish with a quote, shall we?
Yes. Absolutement.
Absolutely.
Sophia saved a whole thing of quotes, did you not?
I did, but I read them all on Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Right, let's see if my Pinterest widgets are giving any words of wisdom today. I love my Pinterest widgets. Like, look at that beautiful picture that just came up on my...
Stunning.
Look at that.
Stunning. Right, I found a thread.
Love it.
People who are 25 and above, that's us, what's the harshest life lesson you've learned?
Okay.
Number one, that life can take a loved one at any time. So, slam the mousetraps all over again.
Sophia.
So cherish those you love. Make time, family and friends, and tell people you love them often. Number two, you have to speak up for yourself. No one else will. Number three.
For the last girl.
Oh, no.
And for the girl with Sarah and Susan, the twins.
Your friends from high school or college will disappear if you don't make the effort to stay in touch.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes the problem is you.
Reflection is necessary.
You can do everything right and still fail. You can't make someone love you by giving them more of what they already don't appreciate.
It's true, you just push them away more.
No one is going to save you. You have to save yourself. Wow.
That goes out to the mouse.
Shout out to the mouse.
Fucking run.
No one's going to save you.
Fucking run that mouse.
Save yourself.
There's 20. Sarah's laid out 20 mousetraps. You better fucking run.
Remy, please be careful.
Find a new fucking home. They're going to squish you in that. Shout out.
Oh, dearie
that
me.
Poor mouse. Oh, no home.
Down a weird road today.
Murder.
Thank you for listening, guys. Happy Wednesday. If you aren't sick of us and you would like to see us twice a week, you can get a bonus episode every single Monday over on Patreon.
You can, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. If you've not watched, come watch. The set is looking gorgeous.
She's not finished yet.
She's not finished, but she's looking pretty nice.
Pretty good.
And we feel at home in this space.
Love you.
Love you.
See you on Monday, or we'll see you on Wednesday. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.